sports, politics, life. 360 Document Solutions presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at 360documentsolutions.com.
It's pretty easy when watching magicians to see when they're using sleight of hand. Now, that doesn't mean you see what they did or know how they did it, but you can see when they're doing it. That's kind of what I feel happened with Hunter Biden on Tuesday when we got the news that he was going to plea down two tax charges for $1.2 million and a false gun possession, an illegal gun possession, while in possession of drugs, basically getting diversion for this. There will be no jail time. There is no punishment here. It is the slap on the wrist. The sleight of hand, while you can't really see him doing it, you know it's happening because you're looking at it. You're watching Hunter Biden basically walk free, plea the thing out, and they're hoping that this dangly little thing is something that we're watching while the sleight of hand is taking place over here. Look, I did a patron podcast on Tuesday about Hunter Biden and all the details of this stupid result. I never expected anything to come of it anyway. So let's not get all whacked out here that Hunter Biden isn't going to jail over tax problems or a gun charge. I never thought he'd ever be charged with anything. I thought it would just go on and on and on and eventually be dropped, and there would be no plea deal, no nothing. That it would simply be a complete vaporized poof into the sky where there is nothing to this thing. The more damning stuff is business dealings that the Republicans seem to be on and have some witnesses to that could involve his dad and things of that nature. Again, we can have the argument whether you want Joe Biden to run or not run. If that keeps going and it... I think what the Republicans are feeling is the more they attack Joe Biden for his business dealings with Hunter, the worse of a candidate he is, the more he will dig in and say, I'm running. I'm not going to walk away and be a disgraced president that isn't going to run. I think there is kind of a double-edged sword to that. They believe that, like, they're put, the harder they push Trump, the more Trump's going to want to run, the less he's going to want to quit. And I think they think the same thing with the Biden family. They're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and he'll run. And I think there are plenty of people that want Biden to run and not have somebody else. But on this particular day with the Hunter Biden thing and the way it went down, the thing they don't want you to look at, in my opinion, is not Hunter Biden not getting in trouble. I think every American expected that. I think you'd be hard pressed to go walk around man on the street and say, did you think Hunter Biden was going to jail? I think over 90-some percent of Americans would say, no, we didn't think that was going to happen. Did you think he was going to be in real trouble? Did you think Hunter Biden was going to be convicted of a felony? I think almost every American would say, no, we don't expect that of our ruling class, political leaders, whatever. This is the disjointed, dysfunctional America that we live in 2023. This is not what the Founding Fathers wanted. What the Founding Fathers wanted was us, the people, to send regular representatives to Washington, people who would go for a few years and come home and work among us and be like us, not career Washingtonians looking for statehood in the most elite zip code in America with the richest people and lobbyists and politicians and the most powerful people on earth in one zip code. That's not what the Founding Fathers had in mind. But we've arrived there through our democracy, through our representative republic. This is where we are. And I don't know anybody that thought Hunter Biden was. So I'm not going to sit here and jump up and down and scream and be upset that Hunter Biden isn't in any real trouble. What really grabbed my attention was the sleight of hand on this particular day. When they are, I think the Democrats like this. I think they're like, this is perfect. Hunter Biden will be the foil. We'll make the dad look good because the dad's never done anything. It makes Joe look better. It makes Democrats look better. It makes the Department of Justice look better. See, we're going after Trump, but we already got Hunter Biden. We had him in such a ringer that he had to plea to misdemeanors and do diversion, and he's basically pled guilty. Essentially, he pleads guilty to these charges. And so, see, we're even-handed and all these other things. And you forget things like just a simple tweet that I saw on Tuesday that just kind of punched me in the gut. And the basic element of the tweet or the story was Hunter Biden gets slapped on the wrist while a 69-year-old cancer patient, former drug addict, sober for 42 years, became a counselor to help thousands of other addicts get help, was charged with misdemeanor trespassing, and spent 60 days in prison. I'll repeat that again. A 69-year-old cancer patient, a former drug addict who had spent 42 years as a counselor helping other drug addicts recover, was charged with misdemeanor trespassing, and spent 60 days in prison. This was one of the women who, when the cops opened the door and held it for them, walked into the Capitol on January 6th. This is the stuff that is not reconcilable at all with the American public. This is the stuff that they don't want independent voters to see. Open-minded people. The left is pretty smart this way. They're like, okay, we have the hardened people on the left. We have the hardened people on the right. There's no moving any of them. We will do things that keep our base on the left intact, like go after Trump every single day of our lives. And we will do things that infuriate people on the right, but it doesn't matter. They're never crossing over. So that's why the people on the right, they want you to know about January 6th. They want you to know that this woman was jailed. They want you to know that this was an unfair process for all of these people that walked into the Capitol. I'm talking about the misdemeanors, the people who did nothing. Nobody walked in with a gun, by the way, some insurrection. So that's what they want the people on the right to know. They want you to know you better be careful. You better follow the rules because we are coming after you and Trump and this 69-year-old lady, the cancer patient. We're coming after you with everything. We are a machine and we will steamroll right over you. We will crush you. While at the same time, threading their needle that they constantly thread, where the quote unquote independents or the people in the middle, whatever that is, 15% or 20% of the voters, the swayables, and some of these are just people that don't pay much attention. At the same time, We send up a giant flag, a beacon for everyone to see that Hunter Biden is guilty. See how even we are. It's a fair system. Nothing's rigged. And you've long forgotten that 69-year-old cancer patients spent 60 days in jail while Hunter Biden serves none. A drug addict, underage prostitutes, possession of narcotics, illegal gun possession, $1.2 million in tax evasion. No jail time. 69-year-old woman, cancer patient, is waved into the rotunda. They got her on tape. Everybody in there, everybody that walked through the doors was popped in some way or another. This woman was a drug addict like Hunter Biden. She turned her life around in her 20s. When she was 25, she got clean. Right? She turned her complete life around. And she committed her life to service of other addicts and became a counselor. Has contributed far more for our society than any Biden ever has. 42 years of counseling for thousands of drug addicts. And they locked her up in jail for 60 days for walking through a door that was opened for her. That's the kind of stuff that bothers me. We all just accept that Hunter Biden's going to get a slap on the wrist. There are plenty of other people noticing this as well. There is a famous rapper named Kodak out there that is saying, you know, he spent 3 years in jail for the exact same crimes. Wesley Snipes, the former actor in Hollywood, was a giant star. Didn't pay his taxes, went to jail time, and basically has been blackballed from Hollywood for all this. There are all kinds of people that have done tax evasion and gone to jail. There are all kinds of people that have lied on gun forms, illegally possessed a firearm, and went to jail. And they're popping up everywhere and saying, wait, this happened to me because I'm black. Which is no different than a 69-year-old woman stepping up and saying, wait, this happened to me because I'm a Republican. It's the same thing. So we put labels on privilege, and ultimately, I think one of the most important things for Republicans to do going forward, and I think I said this maybe on a podcast about a year ago, and I dropped it, and I have not done enough on it. I don't know how we do this. We have got to popularize and make part of the mainstream the term Democrat or Dem privilege. We have to. It needs to erase white privilege. We need to get that out there. We need for Hispanics, Blacks, independents, people in this country to understand that there is a privilege with Democrats. When you say things like two-tier justice system, you're boggling people's mind. People don't want to think about that. Okay? Trump is a great politician for two reasons. One, he was never a politician. And two, he's fantastic at labeling people. He knows how to do it. Dem privilege is it. Democrat privilege. It needs to, there should not be one interview on any day, anywhere in America where some Republican politician, if they're being interviewed by the media, doesn't use the term Democrat privilege. It should be as easy as the, and, they, he, I, Dem privilege. Should just be in there. We should be all over this. Hunter Biden's lawyer appeared on MSNBC, and they asked him some questions, which I thought was pretty interesting. They said, well, what about the laptop? I can't believe this information, and there's a lot of damning information in there that's come out, and you know, what about the laptop and all the things that are alleged in there and the crimes that he committed and things were in there and then the business dealings? And the lawyer said, well, they never asked us about the laptop. And the interviewer on MSNBC said, what? And Chris Clark, the attorney for Hunter Biden, said, it never came up. The laptop never came up. This case was solely about tax forms, the IRS, from 17 and 18, and a form that he signed. He basically said he'd never, you know, didn't use drugs or hadn't been charged with drugs or whatever. No possession charges, and so you can have a gun. That's all it was. They never included the laptop in any of this. And the lawyer just said it out loud. He should have just said, I really can't discuss the inner workings of what we were asked or not asked or whatever. To me, the bombshell of Tuesday was a 5-year investigation did not include anything from the Hunter Biden laptop. Nothing, zero. Now they say the investigation is ongoing. Many people believe that is to block Congress, the House of Representatives, from subpoenaing all the information that the FBI had on this case. I don't know. I do know that on Truth Social 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump truthed out, whatever you say, tweeted. He sent out, they came after me. They're coming after me. Watch for them in the near future to do a deal with Hunter Biden in a very, very light punishment just to say, look, we're coming after Trump just like we came after Hunter Biden. We also learned on Tuesday that 59% of Americans believe the 2020 election was legit. Now, defining legit is interesting because there's a wide variety of people that think something's illegitimate. There are those that believe it was just millions and millions of ballots were a total scam and the election wasn't close and Trump won by a landslide. And there are those like me that believe there were thousands and thousands of ballots in key areas that were manipulated in some way that threw the election. I do believe that. I believe it's incredibly impossible to prove. I think this is more about verification than anything else. I think there are too many unverified ballots out there. I don't think we do enough to check IDs, verify you are who you are, whatever. I think once we started mailing them in, that's over. I just think it's impossible. There's not enough people on earth to police the thing. But I think this is important. We live in an era where only 59% of our population believes in elections. That's a huge number of people that don't believe that elections are fair. Now, this isn't just specifically saying these are Trump voters, whatever. 41% of Americans, most of those 41%, say they thought, 30-some percent, thought that 2020's election was illegitimate, that it was just fraudulent. But there's a pretty good number of people that just say, you know, we're skeptical. We don't know. Because there's always a middle answer in there. The point is, 41%, and that's in polling, which means you know the number's higher, 41% of people don't have a whole lot of faith in our elections. That's a pretty sad state of affairs. It's a pretty sad day in America when that's what people believe. When they simply don't believe that elections are or can be fair. And the Democrats started that. They started that with Trump. When Trump beat Hillary, that's when it all started. We got 7 years of history here, folks. We got 7 years of both parties now and both voter bases basically saying it's rigged. It's false. It's fake. You do that for 7 years every single day, and your public is not going to believe in elections. Neither side does. And believe you me, if Trump wins in 2024, the Democrats will say it was rigged, that it's not fair. They'll say the same thing. I think that's with us the rest of our lives. It's so sad. KKHI is brought to you by Back 9 Development every single day. Back 9 Development is out there building things, doing cool projects, building great custom homes, condominium complexes, commercial opportunities, Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. TJville, Kansas is your guy. You want to build? You want to develop? Back9development.com is your company. 785-236-0161. Take a look at his portfolio online at back9development.com. You can see all the great things that he's building. There's a couple of condos left at the Solheim at Grand Mere on the Colbert Hills Golf Course in Manhattan. These smaller ones, I think they're studio-type condos. If you're looking for something cool like that, maybe if you're a college student, whatever it may be the case, here's your number, 785-236-0161, online at back9development.com. Fry Orthodontics is online at fryorthodontics.com. Dr. Jeremy sent me a wonderful email yesterday about the great work that his dad has started and does with all their youth camps and things they do all summer. Jeremy played baseball at North Carolina. He's a big Tar Heel fan. His dad's a huge Mizzou fan, one of the first orthodontists in Kansas City. And his dad gets so busy with the charity work and things that they do that he's like, I don't even know if I can go to a Mizzou game this fall. I'm not sure I'm going to get to one. And he loves Mizzou football. And I'm like, man, you got to make time. It's awesome that they spend so much time with others. But it's just a little background to just know, I'm not going to go into specifics, the kind of people they are, the kind of people that exist in this family. And Dr. Jeremy's just right there. He's just salt of the earth, wonderful dude, fantastic orthodontist, and they have a great practice. You're just going to love your experience at Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Advanced Medical Imaging. See what's inside. Why wait? Schedule today or tomorrow at Advanced Medical Imaging in Lawrence at medimageks.com. If you need an MRI or CT scan, your doctor is going to say, go get this done. In many cases, they're going to schedule you 3 weeks out. Now, think about that. Something's wrong with you. You need a scan, and they're going to ask you to wait 3 weeks. That's a pretty big flaw in the system. You can bypass that by going to Advanced Medical Imaging. They'll get you in today or tomorrow. They're outside the hospital chain, but they'll take your insurance. You don't have to go within the chain of where your doctor is. All major insurance accepted for the scan that may make a difference for you. And 3 weeks can make all the difference in the world. Why wait? See what's inside today. Also, don't forget, if you want to get one of these heart scans done, if you're 40 or over, that is not covered by insurance, it should be. It should be. It's not. It's under $100 to find the plaque score on your heart and make sure your ticker is working just right. I recommend it for everyone. You can also schedule, they have a medical clinic there and doctors. They can be your doctor. You can schedule it all in one place if you like. The medical imaging is the easy site, medimageks.com. Good people. The numbers are in for Juneteenth. Juneteenth, our celebration of Juneteenth, the numbers are in. At Juneteenth celebrations in the United States this year, 12 people were killed and 102 were shot. I'm not making that up. That's a Juneteenth celebration. Now, 4th of July is coming up. Somebody's going to die from fireworks. Somebody somewhere, somebody's going to blow their hand off. Somebody's going to lose an eye. We're going to see injuries and stuff all over the place. We're just talking about violence here. Juneteenth celebration. There's one in Milwaukee. It's on videotape. Fight breaks out and, you know, punching escalates. We're punching and that's not good enough. So then they start reaching their pockets and shooting at each other. A whole bunch of people got shot up at that one. Juneteenth celebrations. Again, 12 killed, 102 shot. Juneteenth events. Also, this weekend, we learned that in sort of a similar thing, a restaurant called Shake Shack on the Plaza says, we've got too much violence, disturbance, trespassing taking place. We are closing our dining room Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. And this apparently started this weekend. The Juneteenth weekend was a rough weekend. It was like, the day's coming Monday. You know, this is on. Let's go do this. It's on. It was on. It was on in a lot of places. And the Shake Shack on the Plaza was really bad. So they've decided they're done. They put a sign up that said, too much violence, too much trespassing and looting, disturbing our customers. We're closing the dining room on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after like 4 p.m. or something like that. So our summer of violence is underway. We saw McDonald's on Juneteenth just completely destroyed. You seen the video of that one? Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Like, they like knocked over things with food in them and then didn't take the food or eat the food. They just destroyed stuff. I don't even know if that's not looting. That's just destruction. Looting's when you go in and take stuff, right? One dude did walk out with a cash register. The guy was so dumb. He's got the cash drawer and he's hollering to all his friends, I got it. I got the cash drawer. Well, that's like a moth to a flame. Here they come. He's got the cash drawer. This dummy doesn't run to his car or run home. He cracks it open on the sidewalk and the money goes flying and he's holding the machine and everybody else is picking up the money. I mean, it's just sheer stupidity. The stuff that we see is outrageous. So don't go to Shake Shack on the Plaza. Apparently it's turned violent. But we have to name everything. Juneteenth gets a day. Sunday was Father's Day. Morgan Freeman famously said decades ago, I don't like Black History Month. It's ridiculous. And I agree with this. It basically takes you down a notch and says, we need a special month of recognition because we're not as good as everyone else. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing Morgan Freeman, and he's right. But now, that gets overshadowed by June every year, and Juneteenth gets overshadowed because this is Pride Month. Pride Month takes the cake. This is a wonderful tweet that I saw about Pride Month, and it came out on Father's Day. So what a great day. Dads get a day. Mother's Day, moms get a day. That's fun. Martin Luther King gets a single day. Juneteenth gets a single day. Christopher Columbus gets a single day in some states. Indigenous people get a single day in some states. George Washington gets a single day, but he has to share it with 45 other people. Jesus gets 2 days, and he literally died for our sins. But if you're a member of the LGBTQ community, you get a full month on the calendar. The person said, I'm sorry, but being attracted to the same sex just doesn't carry the same weight as discovering America, being the first president of our union, or saving all of humanity. Amen to that. There's some common sense for you. We love it when that finds its way into the conversation. That doesn't always happen. But it certainly has in this case. The new KCI is number one. It's number one. It just won its first award as best airport in America. Now, I'm done bashing on KCI. I like the new KCI. This was needed. Our old airport was dumb. Oh, I had a buddy put on Twitter. He sent me this thing, and he works in computers. And he was like, I don't know, he's looking at a satellite map or something of KCI. And then he's like, okay, what about the traffic patterns and the roads? He's just that guy. He works for Oracle. Come on, he's really smart. So he's got this thing on his computer and he's looking at the way the roads go. And there's the terminal and then there's the two old terminals that haven't been torn down, the big circle things. And the aerial shot of the airport, KCI is Mickey Mouse. It was right there with the road patterns on this map. I'm like, yes, it's Mickey Mouse. It looks just like Mickey Mouse when you look at it from the right angle in the sky. And somebody said, we need a name for our airport. Mickey Mouse Airport. Walt Disney's from here. Mickey Mouse was created in Kansas City. Mickey Port. We've got Disneyland, Disney World. How about Mickey Port? It does. Go look at the aerials of the new KCI with those two other terminals sitting there and the traffic patterns of the way the cars go. And it looks just like Disneyland. I'm sorry, Mickey Mouse, which makes our airport Disneyland. Anyway, I'm great with the new airport. The old one sucked. I'm sorry. I know a lot of you liked it and said it was easier. I don't know what's much easier. It's expensive, but there's not much easier than pulling in that parking garage, walking straight across the street, and you're right there. It's the same thing. It's actually easier to park there than the circle parking at the old KCI, which was, I think, just as expensive. That was a complicated garage. It was hard to find your car, depending on which gate you took off from or arrived at. It was weird. It was goofy. Oh, Goofy and Mickey at the airport. I like that. We had Goofy parking in a Mickey-shaped airport. I like that. There's an outfit called Travel Awaits, and they rank the top airports in America. And this didn't take long. Travel Awaits says the new KCI is the number one airport in America, and it's easy to see why. It is the largest public art collection in Kansas City history. The barbecue in the airport is to die for. The ease of use is fantastic, and this is America's largest all-glass airport. Their argument is the more glass at an airport, the better the experience. The better you feel on the ground, the better you feel while you're waiting, the more open sky you see, the more you see to the outside. They love the 39 gates that all have all glass jetways when you walk to the plane. I like those too. It's a pretty nice deal. You don't feel claustrophobic. There's a lot to like with the new airport. It, for me, when my experience there, sterile. It needed music. It needs something. Even if it's elevator music, it needs something. It was too quiet. Again, there are plenty of people who will say that's the best part about the airport, that this is America's quietest airport. Some people would love that. For me, I need just a little bit more. I see people, and when you're whispering at the airport, it's kind of creepy. And we were literally whispering to each other. So people didn't hear what we were talking about. It was strange. America's quietest airport, no question. I put a little music on. Just a little bit of something. Again, I mentioned that we left early in the morning and we arrived later in the evening. So it was pretty quiet both times. But I think they need to do something to make it just a little more festive. I don't think we just go all out and play Kansas City jazz or anything like that. There's some kind of satellite music or something you can bring in and have. But, you know, there's areas in there where there's no restaurants or bars or commotion anywhere near you, which makes it very quiet. And I think, again, I think some people will think that's the greatest thing ever. Travel Awaits said Kansas City's number one, Atlanta Hartsfield number two, Chicago O'Hare number three. These have to do with services. I think they said there are 58 restaurants, bars, and shops in the new KCI. I have heard rumors. I'd like an email on this. A lot of you travel for a living. Have there been some businesses already close and go out of business at the new KCI? I've heard that, and I've heard that about a restaurant, but I can't verify it. I went to the restaurant's website, and there is no mention of a location at KCI. Have we had closures already? Because I've not seen that story. I've heard that from people, but I cannot verify it. I would love to know if that's true. If you know of anything like that, let me know. Shoot me an email, will you? Thank you. Appreciate that. But way to go. Kansas City, number one airport in America. And they're basically saying because it's just so open and it's all glass. Pretty cool stuff. Hamish Harding is the billionaire on that submarine that is somewhere under the surface of the water near the Titanic. And he sent some weird texts about weather and safety and told people we don't talk much about what could go wrong. He's got a friend who apparently is very wealthy as well. And his friend was going to go with him. So there's one of the richest men in Pakistan is on that thing, and his 19-year-old son. That's just horrific. If I was some kind of a loon that wanted to go do something like that, I would never take one of my kids. So I think the fear now is that they're all dead. They found a little bit of a noise. A Canadian airplane detected some noise, but they found nothing. And now they can't find the noise again. They believe this thing either, if they were lucky, the glass part leaked, which would make it just kind of shatter apart. The pressure at that depth would kill them instantly, so there would be no suffering. If it is snagged or caught, they're sitting there breathing, hoping to be found, can't do anything about anything, can't resurface. There were all kinds of concerns that this thing has no ability to resurface on its own or to get loose if it gets tangled, either in a net or a piece of the hull of the Titanic or something like that. Hamish Harding is the billionaire, and he was going to go with his friend. His friend backed out and is doing interviews and said, "I backed out. I put my deposit down. I backed out when I became concerned about safety, the ability to resurface, and when I saw the vessel, I got in there and I looked around and I saw too many items that you can buy at Best Buy." That's what the man said. Now, that sounds like something I'd say or you'd say or any normal person would say, not somebody just obsessed with going and seeing the Titanic. He said, "I took a look around. I just saw too many items inside this thing that they've just bought retail and put in there." Like, no. I asked questions. What happens when it snags? Does it have the ability to get loose? No. Does it have the ability to resurface on its own? No. What are we? Bad. I'm out. He said, "I'm out." So he backed out, and Harding went alone without his friend. And the rest, as they say, is history. It doesn't look good. Doesn't look like they're going to find them anytime soon. And it's going to take another one of these deep water unmanned vessels to go do this. Now, this is international waters. I don't know who passes laws or does whatever, but this is just stupid. Let the thing sit at the bottom of the ocean. We know the story of the Titanic. We found it in the 80s, I think. We shot videos of it with unmanned submarines. We see it's down there. Leave it alone. There are people, right? There were people trapped in it. So it's a graveyard, among other things. Let it go. Let it go. What an absolute shame that this has happened. And I can't say I don't feel sorry for those people, because I do. But it's just the if you're gauging how bad you feel for somebody on a scale of 1 to 10, this is not up there very high. And I'm terrible. I mean, we're talking about, what are we talking about the rescue efforts here? Tens of millions of dollars, if not more, of services that are not designed for this. Coast Guard, yes, this is what they do. But Navy and military and, come on, this is just absurd and ridiculous for people that aren't living in the real world. You think if there was 5 Trump voters stuck down there, we'd be doing all this? 5 Trump voters from Alabama? I don't think so. KKHI is so proud to have gotten to know, meet, learn, understand what it is that Tim Cross and his family do with Kansas City's best remodeling company, Cross Kitchens. They can do simple jobs like countertop replacements or refinish your floors, or they can do massive projects like my buddy's house. They're redoing the man cave entirely. They'll do it all. It all starts with a meeting with Tim, the owner of the company. What's your dream? What would you like to have happen? They have a design center and a design team that can help you pick out all of your tile, your carpet, your colors, all of those things. They'll do a 3D rendering. They'll show you what it looks like and then let you decide whether you want to do it. That's pretty cool stuff. Most jobs, 2 weeks or less. Big jobs obviously take longer. If you just want to redo a bathroom, you just want to change a few things in your kitchen, 816-898-7047. CrossKitchensKC.com. Vacation Alchemy. We introduced you last week to Shane O'Connor, the Navy veteran and intelligence operative for the United States. I don't know exactly what he did in intelligence. He won't tell me, but he's a smart guy. I know that. Shane's from Kansas City, and he's got a wonderful business model in Florida. He has taken homes, a couple of them are his, some of them are other people's homes, and he basically transforms them into the homes that you really want to rent if you're taking your family on vacation to Orlando or Tampa or St. Pete. Or if you own a vacation home and you'd like to work with Shane, he'd love to see your property and rent it for you. He knows how to do a complete makeover over it to make people want to stay there. Some of these houses are Star Wars themes, Top Gun, other movies, other things that kids love in the Orlando area for Universal Studios, Disney, golf, all the things that happen in the Orlando area. These are a fabulous collection of over 20 properties that are about 20% cheaper than if you rent them on VRBO. If you go to this website, vacationalchemy.com, ALCHEMY, vacationalchemy.com. What's cool about it is you book directly and save. Then if you use the promo code KKHI, you save even more. They have a lot of availability in July. If you'd still like to take a summer vacation with your family and take everyone, or maybe your family is spread out across the country, they have a home big enough for everyone to stay in one place for 4 nights, six nights, five nights, whatever you want to do. You got grown kids and grandchildren, fly them all in. Spend your time together. Go to Universal Studios. By the way, I think Universal Studios is way better than Disney World. I've been to both. The rides at Universal are phenomenal. It's cool. That's a great park. So if you want to go and spend some family time in a really cool house with a pool or a neighborhood pool and all the amenities and everything you could possibly want, plenty of room to sleep everyone, check this out. Now, if you want to schedule your winter vacation, those book fast. Holiday vacations book fast. They're always Thanksgiving, Christmas, winter in Florida. Log on right now and take a look at the selection of homes. VacationAlchemy.com. A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. VacationAlchemy.com. Love those guys. Also love our friends at Window World. Simply the best for less. J.D. Power & Associates award winner again for customer satisfaction. Lifetime warranty, 0% interest. Everything's made in America. Doors, siding, windows. Anywhere in Kansas and Missouri, parts of Iowa, Illinois, 816-799-0820. That's 816-799-0820. Online at windowworld.com. John and his team do a great, great job. In sports, Tyreek Hill is being investigated for assault and battery of a boat operator. This was on Father's Day. Well, what a great Father's Day story that is. Tyreek Hill was going boating in Florida and apparently got into it with the boat operator. And he's being investigated for assault and battery because the person that he allegedly assaulted and beat, oh, that person doesn't want to press charges. Of course not. It's Tyreek Hill. Here's what I want. $100,000. A suite to a game. An autographed helmet. I want all, and I want you to say you're sorry. And take a picture with me. Done. I mean, this is just, it's like everything else in America, man. I'm just, the more and more I watch the privileged, it's just, this is athlete privilege. That's all this is, athlete privilege. Do I think Tyreek Hill got into it with a boat operator and shoved him around and assaulted him? Probably. Does it matter if the boat operator didn't want to press charges? No. Will authorities do anything even if they see something on closed circuit TV? No. This will get settled. There won't be any charges. There's no charges at this time. It's about money. And Tyreek Hill's probably going to have to pay for screwing up on Father's Day. We are not surprised to hear that story. We are surprised to hear that the Royals sent a pitcher out on Tuesday night, and he pitched seven innings, gave up one hit and no runs. Then the bullpen came in and pitched two scoreless innings, and the Royals won 1-0. Royals are now 2-2 in their last four. But I also believe they're 2-12 in their last 14. Both things can be true, right? Is that what you say? 2-2 in their last four, 2-12 in their last 14. Yeah, that's both true. That's both true. Daniel Lynch was spectacular. Daniel Lynch was the Royals' first-round draft pick in 2018. He is 26 years old and should be hitting his prime right now. He should be doing this on a regular basis. He has not done that. Daniel Lynch, like most Royals pitchers that are drafted, has been a disappointment. But there it was on full display, what he is. A lefty with power, a lefty with stuff, a lefty that for seven innings kept his pitch count down and was basically unhittable. He was throwing so many strikes that the Tigers said, we better go up there swinging. He's not going to walk us. And it was very effective all night, and he looked spectacular. This is what the Royals thought they drafted. You're asking the same question as me. I know what you're thinking right now. How do they draft these guys? How do they draft Daniel Lynch? How does Brady Singer have 2 one-hitters? How was Brady Singer the pitcher of the year last year and unhittable, and now he can't get anybody out? How does Daniel Lynch have this on a given night, but is awful on most nights? I can't answer it. I don't understand. I've been watching baseball, playing baseball, and following baseball my whole life. I've never had Daniel Lynch's stuff. I've never had Brady Singer's stuff. I'd like to think that if I had either one of their abilities, that this wouldn't be happening to me. My earned run average would be about 3.75, and even on a crappy team, I'd probably be 4-4 right now. And go out most nights and get at least a couple outs in the sixth inning. I don't know how you can't if you got that kind of stuff. It's just a mental problem at that point, right? We're simply talking about mental midgets. This is Danny Duffy syndrome. Danny Duffy had everything you wanted, but he was a nutcase. He pitched for a long time because he had good stuff. But he was never great. He had some moments where you thought, oh my God, this guy's going to win a Cy Young, because he'd go 3 months and nobody'd hit him. And then he'd go stretches where he couldn't get anybody out. Pitching's crazy. And I really think, you know, they always tell us Zach Greinke is smart and he just acts dumb. They used to say the same thing about Kevin Apier. I don't know. Maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe these pitchers are too smart and they're thinking too much, and that's why they get bummed. Maybe you just got to go out there like a dummy and throw hard. You know, Kevin Apier and Zach Greinke, if you met either one of them, you'd never go, well, there's a really smart guy. But everybody that knows him said, well, that's two smartest guys in the room. Kevin Apier and Zach Greinke, they're great pitchers. Great pitchers. They both look to me like they just don't give a flip. That they went out there and threw their stuff and said, you can't hit me. Daniel Lynch and Brady Singer have that stuff of you can't hit me. They just don't have it, apparently. But Lynch was spectacular as the Royals win. Matt Campbell's the football coach at Iowa State. He makes $4 million a year. He's a good coach. He was a really, really hot prospect a couple of years ago when he signed a new deal. Really hot prospect. It's fallen a little bit. He's fallen behind some other programs in the Big 12, but he's a good coach. Iowa State's a tough test every week. I'm not bad-mouthing Matt Campbell here. It has been learned that he's got a really interesting clause in his contract. Because Iowa State was afraid he was going to leave, they put in a poison pill that it's going to cost him $4 million to leave. Okay, and either way, it costs you $4 million. If the school pays the buyout that you're going to, that's probably $4 million less that you're getting in your new contract that you would have gotten. So it usually really does cost the coach to leave. $4 million to leave Iowa State. But Matt Campbell, being a smart guy, understanding where he's coaching and what's going on, says that's fine, but if you change any of the academic standards for this program above the minimum of the NCAA, I pay zero to leave. Zero. So Iowa State can't raise any academic standards while their coach Matt Campbell is there, or he has an out clause in his contract. Hey, I love being honest. It's pro sports anyway. Who cares? We're not too far away from these kids don't have to go to class. And graduation rates be a joke. What's the point? You start making NIL money, you think you're going to be an NFL player. Why would you go to class? They're going to lower standards for athletes is what they're going to do, because that's how they're going to get better players. You don't have to go to class as much. You can be a part-time student. Take 6 hours. Go to theater appreciation and history of rap. Perfect. Go take those classes. We'll get you in the NBA or the NFL very, very quickly. Way to go, Matt Campbell. I like that clause. Bstock.net has a big sale going on this week. Samsung 75-inch Q70A, $899 in store at Bstock. They are $15.99 at Best Buy. $15.99 at Best Buy, $899 at Bstock. No stuff now. That's a beauty. That's a beautiful 75-inch Q70A from Samsung. Awesome TV. They got all kinds of great stuff. If you want the Q60B 75-inch, it's $799, but if you buy two, if you're out fitting a man cave, Tony, are you listening? He's looking for a couple TVs for his new man cave. $6.99 each and free delivery. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Amini's is at 105th and Metcalf. Guys, you know what's there. It's all the cool stuff. They have 0% financing available for up to 72 months. You want to get something really cool for football season? It's time to start thinking about your man cave. Amini's has got new bar stools for this year if you're looking for that. Anything you're looking for, Amini's for your home. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC is home of the lifetime warranty. We love those guys in Excelsior Springs, but it doesn't matter where you live. They've got low financing, under 2% on so many makes and models, I can't mention them all. Financing is back at robertsrobinson.com. Build your own, have it delivered wherever you live. robertsrobinson.com. And my friends at Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. A lot of barbecue competitions taking place. I'll let you know a little bit more about what we're doing. I'm entering my first barbecue competition, the Lenexa Barbecue, this week. I've never done that. I don't really have a job. I don't really understand. I don't have a smoker, and I've never smoked meats. But I'm a partner in a team that is in the JV category, and we're going to give it a go. I think I found a place with some really good meat. I think I went and bought some special ribs for us. So if my partners know how to smoke them, I think our meat's the best. I don't know anything about this. I just think having the best meat has got to be a good plan. So that's what I was in charge of, getting the best ingredients. So that's what I'm doing this week. Smoke and Fire can help you out with that as well. They've got all the great sauces, rubs, spices, everything you need to make it absolutely perfect. They're at 119th and Metcalf now. Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. Our final takes us to Hollywood today, where Sylvester Stallone last year sold the house that Rocky built. You may have seen on Paramount Plus, Sylvester Stallone has a new, they call it a reality show, but it's fake. It's all stage stuff. It's Stallone and his wife and their three daughters. Daughters are gorgeous. Stallone lives in a great home. He's a cool guy. He sits around sipping a beer, smoking a cigar. He's a man's man. It's an okay show. It's okay. We've looked at a couple episodes at it. The girls seem fake to me, but they're pretty, and so it's working. They live in a beautiful home. It is not the home Stallone sold, apparently, a year ago. He sold the house that Rocky built, is what they called it, in Beverly Park in Los Angeles, to the singer Adele for $58 million. The sale last year almost went through. The story's just now resurfacing. I think he must have told this story on the show, which I haven't seen. He said, yeah, we sold the house that Rocky built, but it almost fell through. She said, I'm backing out of this $58 million purchase if the Rocky statue in front of the house doesn't stay. Stallone wanted to keep his Rocky statue. And Adele said, I'm not buying this house for $58 million unless the statue stays. And Stallone, smart enough guy, said, okay, my daughters don't live with me anymore. We don't need this big of a house. I think it has 12 bathrooms. It's a mansion. So I understand why he sold it. That's where he raised his family. And apparently he's been a great family man and raised these daughters and been home a lot. And it's a pretty interesting family. They're conservative. Stallone's a conservative. Bruce Willis, Schwarzenegger sort of. Some of those guys, these action guys, have been conservatives in Hollywood for a long time. So the Rocky statue stayed. Stallone has now said, I love what she's done with the house. I'm really happy with what she's done with it. That's awesome. Good for Stallone, $58 million for selling his home. How about this? Adele bought the house for $58 million and took out a $38 million mortgage at 5% for 30 years and pays $227,000 a month. I can't think of a dumber waste of money than that. Now, I know some of you will say, if she had that much cash, she has a net worth, they say, of about $125 million. Good. Okay. She has that. She's going to make more. She's been doing a residency in Vegas. She's making piles. She's going to make more and more as she goes. I get all of that. And people would say, well, don't tie it up in your house. Invest it somewhere and it'll do better as an investment. Maybe, but 5% over 30 years, $227 a month, that money's all just wasted money. You're just giving that much money away every month. Maybe. How about this? She put $20 million into the house. Cash. How about you just buy a $20 million house and keep your $38 invested or do whatever and not pay this $227 a month? Look, I'm no financial advisor. Rich people going to be rich. I just didn't know that. I always assumed when we saw these price tags, these people pay for these houses, that they bought them. They're a rich person. They wrote a check. They're in and that's done. Can you imagine having a $38 million mortgage? I mean, it's not like it's underwater. She could probably turn around and sell the house today. She paid 58. It's probably worth 65 now. So I'm sure she's made money and made that back. And I'm sure in some of its own weird way, it's a good deal because she probably works with a bank that gives her a deal because she puts big deposits in the bank and there's probably a relationship there. And I don't know what. Somebody's got to finance her airplane and whatever. $58 million, the house that Rocky built. Belongs to Adele. Could you go from more manly to more wussy than that? I say to my friends, I get made fun of for this. I say, I think Adele's the best singer in the world. I think Chris Stapleton is the best male singer in the world. That's me. It isn't Pavarotti for me. It's Adele and it's Chris Stapleton. Now, are they my favorite artists? No, in neither case. I think there's a couple of Adele songs where she sings and I just go, man, you got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable. But I don't listen to Adele. I think I have Rolling in the Deep and one other song on my playlist. I like the ones with drums that kind of rock a little bit. She doesn't really do that anymore. Her songs are too soft for me. But my God, she can sing. Chris Stapleton, A lot of his songs kind of sound the same. But my God, can that guy sing? So nope, I'm not a music critic. I'm not the guy who knows. I'm just sharing my opinions with you. Because that's what we do here at KKHI. That's our final. Adele, you think you got a problem? That you think you had debt in your life? That girl, she's rolling in the deep now. She's got a $38 million mortgage. As always, thank you so much for listening to KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.